Child trust funds fail poor families, say conservatives. The government's child trust funds, designed to give all children a good start in life, are failing to help those from poor families because take-up is higher among wealthy parents, the conservatives have said. Official statistics show that while more than four-fifths of parents in the most affluent areas claim the funds, in the most deprived parts of the country, only two-thirds do so. In Bradford West, where a quarter of children lived in deprived households, only 57% of families claim the £250 they are entitled to. When the government launched the Child Trust Fund, CTF, in 2005, Gordon Brown, then Chancellor, said it would enable all young people to have more of the choices that were once available only to some. But in the poorest 10 parliamentary constituencies, where on average 39% of children live in households officially classified as deprived, only 69% of families claim the money, which is to be invested tax-free in an account that parents can pay a maximum of £1,200 into each year. In the 10 wealthiest constituencies, where only 4% of children live in deprived households, the figure is 83%. A CTF voucher for £250 is sent to all children born on or after 1st September 2002 as soon as they are registered for child benefit, but it is up to parents to redeem it, open an account, and pay the money and future deposits into it. If parents do not redeem the voucher, the Inland Revenue nominally opens an account on their behalf. But the Tories said the family was unlikely to be aware of its existence and would not use it for its intended purpose as a basic savings account to which they can add money over time. The government adds another £250 at age 7, and children in lower-income families get an extra £250 at birth and again at 7. The figures also show that parents in less wealthy regions pay substantially less into the accounts. In London, they put an average of £368 per year into their child's CTF, whereas in the Northwest, just £225 is paid in. If elected, the Conservatives would abolish CTFs for all but the poorest one-third of families and disabled children. The shadow family spokesman, David Willetts, said, "The aim of encouraging parents to save for their children's future is a laudable one. But it is deeply worrying to learn that those who could benefit the most from child trust funds are among the least likely to use them." In their current form, child trust funds simply are not reaching the children who need them most. Our proposals to concentrate government contributions on the poorest third of families while maintaining a universal savings product for all families will ensure that money reaches the children who really need it.